我们最近读经的进度啊，是到约书亚记。
Recently, we've read until the book of Joshua.
那我们在读约书亚记的时候，会看到一件事情。
When we read the book of Joshua, we shall read a particular section.
就是从第一章开始哈，差不多到结束。
Beginning from chapter 1.
都是在提到打战。
To the end, they all talk about wars.
所以从开始到结束都是在提到征战。
So from the beginning to the end, it talks about several wars.
那我们常常就会想啊，为什么我们要读这么多的打战呢？
So oftentimes we wonder, why are we reading so much about wars?
神不是和平的神吗？
Is not God a God of peace?
神不是慈爱的神吗？
Is not God a God of mercy?
那为什么这些神所用的人好像杀了很多人？
Then why are all these people that have been used by God, they have killed so many men?
所以有的慕道朋友说旧约的神我很难相信。
So some of our truth-seeking friends said that it is very hard for me to believe in the Old Testament God.
新约的主耶稣比较慈爱。
The Lord Jesus in the New Testament is much more merciful.
那其实新约的神跟旧约是同一个神。
Actually, the God in the New Testament is the same as the God in the Old Testament.
那为什么旧约神要他们预备征战？
Then why is it that God wanted them to prepare themselves for war in the Old Testament?
出埃及以后，神就叫他们数点百姓。
After Exodus, they were counting how many men they had.
其中一个目的就是要算有多少人能够打战。
They wanted to take a census to make sure that they have the correct number of people for war.
首先，我们先回来看约书亚记。
Let's turn first to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记的第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章的第二节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 2. Verse 2, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel.
这里说你要过约旦河。
Here it instructs them to go over Jordan.
那往我所要赐给以色列之人之地。
To the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel.
然后第三节。
Then verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread on, I have given to you, as I said to Moses.
这里说这一块应许给摩西的地也要给你。
This place in which I have promised to Moses, I shall give it to you.
那你脚要踏到那个地。那我都要给你。
The sole of your foot will tread upon that land. I will give all of it to you.
那第三节其实英文应该是完成式，我已经给你了。
In the English version, it should have been in the past tense because God has given it to them.
已经给你了。
It says, I have given them to you.
但是你要走脚踏到那个地方去得到。
All you need to do is you have to put your soul and tread upon it.
那我们仔细来想
So we put into deeper thoughts.
So 那一块地是什么？
What is that land?
在第二节哈。
In verse 2.
我所要赐给你以色列人的地。
That is that land which I am giving to them, to the children of Israel.
以色列叫做神的王子。
Israel means the prince of God.
那神给他们一块牛奶与蜜之地。
God has given them a land flowing with milk and honey.
那今天以色列是谁？
And today, who is this Israel?
接受洗礼过的人。
Those who have been baptized.
就是神的王子。
They are the princes of God.
得圣灵就是证明我们是神的儿子。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, it proves that we are the sons of God.
所以这一块地，旧约时代要给以色列人，新约时代要给他的选民。
So in the Old Testament, the land that God was going to give it to them is to the promised land.
那这块地是什么？
What is this promised land?
我们来看马太福音。
We take a look at the book of Matthew.
马太福音。
The Gospel according to Matthew.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
马太福音第四章的十七节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 17. Verse 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
这里说天国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is at hand.
啊，那这个天国是什么
？What is this kingdom of heaven？
从字面上来讲，从天上降下来的国度。
Literally, it means that the kingdom that descends down from heaven.
哦，所以这不是物质的国度。
This is not a material kingdom.
天上来的是属神的国度。
It is a kingdom from heaven. It is a spiritual kingdom.
所以主耶稣来就是要把神的国度带到我们中间。
So the reason that the Lord Jesus came to the earth was to give the kingdom of heaven to us.
那神的国度在哪里？这属灵的在哪里？
Where is the kingdom of heaven, the spiritual kingdom?
有人问耶稣，神的国在哪里？
Some people have asked Jesus, where is the kingdom of heaven?
他说，神的国就在你的心里。
And he answered by saying that the kingdom of heaven is in your heart.
所以主耶稣讲，天国近了，就是天国要从天上下来。那在哪里实现呢？在我们的心里实现。
So here the Lord Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand, which means that the kingdom of heaven shall descend down from heaven and it is in our hearts.
所以旧约时代那个流奶与蜜之地的迦南地，在新约时代就是神的国，就是天国。
So the Old Testament description of that land flowing with milk and honey, the land of Canaan, in the New Testament, it is the kingdom of heaven which is in our hearts.
那为什么说神的国叫流奶与蜜？
Then why is it being described as the land flowing with milk and honey?
牛奶蜜就是代表丰盛甜美。
Because flowing with milk and honey represents abundance.
那我们信耶稣到底能不能体会到丰盛跟甜美？
So when we believe in Jesus, can we actually experience bountiful and abundance?
我们现在看常常看的一节哈，罗马十四章十七节。
Let us refer to a common verse, Romans chapter 14, verse 11. Romans chapter 14, excuse me, verse 17. 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里讲神的国不在乎吃喝。
Here it says that for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
所以我们来教会最重要的不是吃什么。
So the most important thing that when we come to church is not to wonder what to eat or what to drink.
因此不要放太多的心思意念在今天的菜好吃不好吃，那汤好喝不好喝，这个不是来教会的目的。
Let us not put too much thoughts or meditations into whether today's soup is good or not, or today's meal is wonderful or not. This is not the main motive of coming to church.
如果要吃好吃的，应该回家自己煮或者到餐馆去吃。
If you want to eat a delicious meal, you can go home and prepare it yourself or go to the restaurants.
那我们来教会的目的是什么？
So what is the main aim of coming to the church?
就来追求神的国。
It is to pursue after the kingdom of God.
神的国就在我们内心。
The kingdom of God exists in our hearts.
那神的国实现有三个特色。
The realization of kingdom of God has three points.
第一个，公义。
The first is righteousness.
公义是什么？
What is righteousness?
没有罪。
Without sin.
那如果从英文来讲啊，公义就是一切都是对的。
From the English literally meaning to be righteous means to be right in all things.
就是用神的话来量，用神的本性来量，用神的旨意来量，都是对的。
Using the words of God and using the nature of God and using God's standards to measure us and we are to be right in all things.
这个是第一个特色。
This is the main specialty.
那这样看起来我们现在生活可能从社会文化来讲都是对的。
So it looks like our life nowadays, according to our society, culturally speaking, we are correct.
从我们个人的思想观念也可能是对的。
From our personal perspectives about many things, it looks like we are correct.
但是从神的看法来讲可能完全不对。
However, from the viewpoint of God, perhaps we are not right in certain aspects.
那如果我们让不对的让它存在我们内心，
However, if we allow that which is not correct to exist in our hearts,
这个叫做世俗化。
Then we are secularizing ourselves.
就是世界的观念在我们内心存留。
Which means the perceptions of the society has entered into our hearts.
如果我们让社会的文化在教会普遍。
If we have generalized the cultures of the world in the church,
想跟主流社会能够搭上钩。
So that we can be in accordance to the mainstream thinking of the society.
如果社会的文化跟圣经没有冲突，那是好的。
It is okay when the cultures of this world is not contradicting from the teachings of the Bible.
如果我们让社会的文化在教会普遍。
However, if we let the cultures of the world to infiltrate the church.
但是跟圣经不一样。
But it is different from the principles of the Bible.
这个叫做不对，这个叫做不义。
This is called unrighteousness because it is not right.
那这个叫做俗化。
This means secularization.
那神是义的。
And God is righteous.
我们就很难在教会体会到神的同在跟同工。
In this way, it is very hard for us to feel the abidance of God in both ourselves and our work.
所以为什么信了耶稣，你要一直去查考圣经？
So why is it that after believing in Jesus for so long, we still need to continue to dwell into the Bible?
因为当我们认识神的话，我们才有分辨能力。
Because once we understand the words of God, then we can be able to discern the right from the wrong.
我们才能够做出想出合神心意的事情。
Then we can have the ability to act out or to think about those things which are in accordance to God's will.
那这叫成圣。
This is to be consecrated.
如果成圣，神就在教会里面同在同工。
To be sanctified, then we can experience God's abidance in the church to work with us.
所以我们教会最重要不是社会在做什么。
So in the church, we do not pay emphasis on what is popular in the society.
我们最重要是神要我们做什么。
We pay much detail into what God desires of us.
因为教会的主人不是人，是神。
Because the master in the church is not man, but God.
要高举神。
We have to uphold God.
所以第一个是公义。
So the first point is righteousness.
那有公义就有神的同在。
And once we have righteousness, we will have the abidance of God.
如果不义，神就不同在。
When we are not righteous, God will not be with us.
好，那神同在的下一个就是和平。
Once we have God abiding with us, then next we will have peace.
和平有两个意思。
Peace means two things.
人跟神的关系很和睦。
We are very peaceful with God in terms of human relationship with God.
第二个，人跟人的关系很和睦。
Secondly, we have peace between one another.
所以教会如果是公义的，
So if the church has peace,
我们就发现信徒里面没有一个敌人。
When the church has righteousness, then we will see that there is no enemy belonging to a particular member.
如果我们在教会有一个敌人，就是不义。
If we have an enemy in the church, that means there is unrighteousness in it.
就是不对。
That means we are not right.
公义的结果就是和平。
The end result of righteousness is peace.
那和平另外一个解释就是平安。
The other interpretation of peace is peace and tranquility.
因为有神同在。
Because we have the abidance of God,
我们就没有害怕。
We have no fear.
神同在还怕什么？
If you have God in your hearts, what are you fearful of?
我们怕是怕神不同在。
The only thing we fear is that we do not have the abidance of God.
神同在什么也不怕。
Once we have the abidance of God, we do not fear anything.
像大卫一样，狮子也不怕。
Just as David, he wasn't afraid of the lions.
那个哥利亚也不怕。
He wasn't even afraid of Goliath.
因为神同在。
Because God was abiding with him.
这样就是有平安了。
In this way, we had peace.
第二个没有忧虑。
And then we do not have anxieties.
因为神掌管明天。
Because God holds tomorrow.
我们没有办法掌管明天。
We cannot control tomorrow.
当我们开始为明天设立我自己的目标。
The moment we establish a particular goal for tomorrow.
我开始就有忧虑。
I begin to have anxieties.
为什么？
Why?
我要怎么达到我的目标？
Because I will contemplate on how I can achieve this goal.
那我是人呢？
I am a human being myself.
我没有办法改变什么。
I cannot change anything.
那没有办法改变那边，就变成我的忧虑。
And my inability to change anything, this becomes my worry and anxiousness.
但是当神在带领我明天。
But when God leads our tomorrows.
一切都是他负责。
Everything is in his hands.
旷野路40年，神给他们吃。
The 40 years of wilderness, God has provided for them to eat.
没有水，神用磐石流水给他们吃。
Without water, God made water to come out from the rock.
所以没有忧虑。
So they were without any worries.
这个叫做平安。
This is called peace.
所以神的国临到，神同在，平安。
So once the kingdom of God descend upon us, we have peace from God.
那神同在，我们就有满足。
When we have the abidance of God, we will have satisfaction.
这个叫做喜乐。
And this is called joy.
所以主耶稣应许我们那个神的国进啊。
So the Lord Jesus has promised that the kingdom of God will come in.
那个神的国就在我们内心。
And that kingdom of heaven is in our hearts.
那就是公义、平安、喜乐。
Which is referring to righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以信耶稣的好处不是死了以后上天国。
So believing in Jesus does not only bring the benefit of ending our life and going to heaven.
是现在我的心是一块牛奶与蜜之地。
But also in the present life, my heart is a piece of land that is filled with righteousness, peace, and joy.
生活充满着丰盛跟甜美。
My life is completely filled with bountifulness and sweetness.
享受在地如天的滋味。
Enjoying the taste of what it is to be like in heaven.
那如果这个是目标，
if this is our goal,
我们就发现，诶，为什么我好像差很远？
Then we will realize why is it that I am lacking behind by so much.
那所以这个就是要攻耶利哥啊，不是要攻迦南地。
Which means that we have to conquer the land of Canaan.
因为我们的心啊是一个战场。
Because our hearts is a piece of land for war.
魔鬼要占领它。
The devil wants to conquer it.
神也希望啊来注满我们的心。
And God desires to fulfill us in our hearts.
哦，所以在神没有完全占领我们心之前，
So before we have the state of God's complete control of our hearts,
就一定会有征战。
There will be war.
哦，那魔鬼怎么控制我们的心？
So in what way will the devil take over our hearts?
就是借着我们里面的情欲。
It's through our internal desires.
罪的习惯。
These habits that come out of our sins.
罪的个性。
The sinful natures.
魔鬼就借着那个把我们的心控制住了。
The Satan will take control of our heart through these things.
那有罪有情欲有恶在里面，神的国就很难完全实现。
When we have sin, lusts and evil that exist together in our hearts, our heart will be difficult to be the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们信主之后不是没事情做。
So after we believe in Jesus, it is not that we are sitting there, relaxing, doing nothing.
要攻占心里面的迦南地。
We have to constantly conquer the land of Canaan inside our hearts.
让它完完全全被神充满。
To make it completely being filled by God.
使我们来享受在地如天的生活。
So that we can experience life on earth as if it is in heaven.
这个就是我们的目标。
This is our goal.
所以旧约时代他在攻占迦南地杀了很多人。
So in the conquerance, in the wars, in the Old Testament, they have killed so many people.
好像说迦南地有七个不同的种族。
It looks like there are seven different cultures or races in the land of Canaan.
全部都要把他们消灭。
All of them needs to be annihilated.
这个就代表我们心里面有各种不同的恶的欲望。
It represents the fact that our hearts has so many different types of lusts and desires.
那这个恶的欲望要全部把它铲除。
These evil desires and lusts need to be conquered once and for all.
我们才不会继续犯罪。
In that way, we do not continue to sin.
神才会完全充满。
Then God can fill us completely.
所以把迦南地所有的外族人都杀掉，其实是用属灵的含义来讲，才能够想得通。
So actually, you can think it through only by thinking through the spiritual perspective in which they killed all the seven different tribes of the Canaanites.
包括在旧约时代为什么不可以跟外族人结婚？
Including the fact that in the Old Testament you cannot intermarry with the Gentiles.
到最后还是因为信仰。
In the end it all comes up to your faith.
因为它会让你信仰同化。
Because it will secularize your faith.
会让你离开独一的真神。
They will lead you to leave the one true God.
因此约书亚记里面就告诉我神告诉约书亚。
Therefore, in the book of Joshua, God told Joshua,
已经给你了。
This land has been given to you.
但是你的脚要走到那里。
However, the sole of your feet should tread on there.
但是这个敌人站住那个地方，你脚要走到那里，你先要把它克服。
Because the enemy has been always residing there. In order for the sole of your feet to land on there, you need to conquer them first.
所以我们的属灵征战是里面的。
So our spiritual conquerance is within our hearts.
这是我们的责任。
This is our duty.
好，那他们在打耶利哥城。
So in their war in Jericho.
后来在打爱城。
Then later on to conquer the city of Ai.
那我们就发现他们在征战这个方法非常不一样。
We realize that they use a particular different strategy in their wars.
还没有进迦南以前。
Before they enter the land of Canaan.
他们想到耶利哥，想到里面的七族，就怕起来。
The moment they thought about the seven tribes of the land of Canaan, they were afraid.
耶利哥城墙高大。
The walls of Jericho were so high and strong.
怎么把它打败？
How are you going to make it fall down?
里面的七族。
The seven tribes in there.
他是非常强盛的。
They were very prominent.
你怎么把他打败？
How are you going to conquer them?
所以有时候我们在发现哦，信仰生活当然洗礼不简单了，守道也很难。
So many times we realize that for us to be baptized, it is already quite difficult, and then it's even more difficult for us to keep the word.
因为我们里面有耶利哥。
Because we have the Jericho inside our hearts.
那我们里面有很多的情欲。
We have a lot of lusts in us.
啊，所以有的人不敢信耶稣。
So many people do not dare to be baptized.
哦，他是很有良心的，他不敢受洗。
Their conscience is clear, and they are afraid to be baptized.
那为什么不敢受洗？
Why?
因为我怕我洗礼以后我没有办法守道。
Because I'm afraid that after I got baptized, I am unable to keep the word of God.
那我们如果上了四五十岁以后，
So once we reach the ages of 40, 50 years old,
我们常常发现信耶稣信得很辛苦。
So we often realize that it's quite difficult for us to believe in Jesus.
因为从里面这个头脑的观念。
From our mindsets inside our brain.
已经习惯了几十年了。
We are so used to it in the past 40, 50 years.
在我们的生活方式。
In our lifestyles.
在我们的个人喜好。
And also our personal habits.
这个全部都要改变。
We have to change them all.
所以有的人就说，我没有办法。
So some people say, oh, I'm unable to do all this.
就好像当时他们一第二年就要进耶利哥了，不敢进去。
Just as at that time, the second year they were about to conquer the city of Jericho, they were so afraid to do so.
那现在进去了，我们发现神给他讲的方法不太一样。
So once they entered this place, we realized that God's instructions to them were different.
关键不是你能不能打败他。
The key is not whether you're able to conquer it yourself.
关键是你相信神能打败他吗？
The key is to ask yourself this question whether you believe that God can conquer them or not.
没有一个人能够打败情欲的。
Not one person can overcome his own desires.
因为情欲跟罪性是连在一起。
Because desires and the sinful nature are completely linked.
没有一个人能够打败魔鬼。
Not one person can overcome the devil.
因为魔鬼比我们力量大。
Because the devil is much, much stronger than us.
那这样我们就没有希望吗？
Then in this way, are we hopeless?
我们大有希望。
We are hopeful.
因为神有办法打败情欲。
Because God has a way to overcome our lusts and desires.
所以我们信仰生活是怎么样让神在我们心里面来打除掉我们里面的恶欲。
Therefore, in our life of faith, how are we going to let God take away all these evil desires from our hearts?
所以我有时候我们看不同的信仰，我们就发现一个很大的不同。
When we examine different types of faith, then we will know there are great differences.
这个不同的信仰，它是靠自己的意志。
The different faiths and religions emphasize on personal strength, personal resolute.
那有时候就要禁戒某种的这个欲望。
And sometimes they have to kill their own desires.
不吃肉或者不结婚。
Not to marry or not to eat meat.
有时候要让他的思想集中，就一直念这个珠子。
Sometimes in order to try to focus in their mindset, they try to use the beads and try to recite something.
其实这个用人的方法要来打败里面这个敌人是不可能的。
Actually, it is all impossible for a person to rely on his own strength to conquer his own enemy within him.
那我们现在信主就是让主耶稣在里面替我们征战。
When we believe in Jesus, we let Jesus to war inside us to and be victorious.
要让主耶稣替我们征战，主耶稣有他的方法。
When we want to allow the Lord Jesus to come in, step in and help us, He has His own ways.
要照他的方法，你就可以得胜。
Follow His ways and you shall be victorious.
那主的方法是什么？
What is the ways of the Lord?
我们来看约书亚记。
Let us turn to Joshua chapter 6.
约书亚记第六章。
Joshua chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse 3. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days.
第四节。
Verse 4, and 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. Verse 5, it shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up every man straight before him.
现在神告诉约书亚，这个要怎么打。
Now the Lord is displaying to Joshua what is the strategy for war.
一个约柜要走在前面。
First, the ark shall go before you.
那每一天绕一圈。
So every day you shall circle the city once.
第七天绕第七圈。
And on the seventh day you shall circle it seven times.
大叫一声就倒了。
then with a long blast, everyone will fall down.
这个是从来没有的征战方法。
This is a war strategy that has never happened before.
那只要信了，就照这样做。
So it only takes your faith and belief, and you can do it.
约柜走在前面。
The ark shall go before you.
约柜就代表神的同在。
The ark of God represents the abidance of God.
今天神的同在就是借着圣灵的降临。
Today, the abidance of God is represented by the downpouring of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们今天怎么把这个七情六欲从心里面拔出来？
So how on earth is it today? How is it that we can take out all these lusts and desires from our hearts?
第一个，我们在神面前要承认我里面有罪的欲望。
Firstly, is before God we shall acknowledge and repent, saying that I have evil desires and lusts within us.
告诉神，其实神早就知道了。
Let us tell God again, even though He already knows them all.
那我们告诉神，就是表示我不愿意隐藏，我愿意克服这个困难。
But by telling God again, it means that we are not going to hide our sins, but we are willing to change.
那接下去，那怎么让神来征战？
Again, how are we going to let God war for us?
就是用圣灵祷告。
Which is to pray in the Holy Spirit.
你就用圣灵天天为着自己的软弱缺点这样祷告。
Pray in the Holy Spirit daily for your own weaknesses.
那祷告七天。
Pray for 7 days.
七就是完全了。
Seven represents completeness.
你就这样一直祷告。
You pray continually.
祷告神的时间到了，罪倒下去了。
You pray until the time of God has come, and you realize that the wall of sin has fallen down.
罪的习惯没有了。
Your bad habits have is gone.
很想抽烟的现在没有抽烟。
In the past, you may have wanted to smoke, but now you don't want to smoke anymore.
很想赌博，现在不会想赌博。
In the past, you wanted to gamble, but now no more.
因为耶利哥已经倒了。
Because the wall of Jericho has fallen down.
罪已经倒了。
The sin has is gone.
他就不会控制我们。
It shall not take control over us.
所以信仰原来是很轻松的。
So actually, faith is a simple and a relaxing thing.
如果我们愿意靠神。
If only we want to rely on God,
这个征战是可以得胜的。
We can actually win this war.
所以耶利哥就是一个例子。
The destruction of Jericho is an example.
不是里面有什么很会打仗的人。
It doesn't mean that we are so able to go into war.
是神借着他们得胜。
But God through them has been victorious.
所以信仰生活不是我们能做什么。
So in our life of faith, it doesn't mean that we can do anything.
是神能够做什么。
What matters is what God can accomplish.
问题是我愿意不愿意让神来借着我来完成他的工作。
The key factor is whether we're willing to let and allow God to act from us to accomplish this thing.
所以大叫一声，耶利哥就倒了。
So with a loud blast, the wall of Jericho fell down.
这就是我们克服罪的一个方法。
This is a way for us to overcome our sins.
特别是我们得到圣灵的人。
Especially for us who have received the Holy Spirit.
有真的神的同在。
We truly have the abidance of God.
这绝对是可能的。
It is absolutely accomplishable.
好，那现在耶利哥得胜之后，他们就要去攻爱城。
After they have been victorious in the city of Jericho, they were about to conquer the city of Ai.
那现在攻爱城就发现一件事情了。
When they were about to conquer Ai, we realized something happened.
我们看第五节，第七章的第五节。
We look at chapter 7, verse 5. Verse 5. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim and struck them down on the descent. Therefore, the hearts of the people melted and became like water.
这个地方啊，他去打爱城，爱城是比较小的。
So Ai, city of Ai is a smaller city.
这么大的耶利哥能够把它打倒。
They were able to conquer the huge city of Jericho.
那去打一个小的爱城失败了。
And they were defeated in conquering the city of Ai.
被杀了36人。
36 men fell down that day.
那拜的神是同一个神啊。
They were worshipping the same one God.
神的能力没有改变啊。
The power of God has not diminished.
那为什么打耶利哥就可以神帮助他们得胜？打爱啊，就失败呢。
Then why is it that God was able to help them overcome the city of Jericho, but not city of Ai?
当然我们一般都很注重里面有一个罪人叫亚干。
However, we also pay attention that there is a sinful man named Achan inside them.
主要原因的一个。
This is the key factor of their defeat.
因为有罪，神就不会同在。
Because of the existence of sin, God did not abide with them.
所以 教会里面啊，必须把罪拿掉。
Therefore, within the church, we have to purge out the sins.
我们要追求圣洁，神才会同在。
We have to pursue after holiness in order to have God abide with us.
但是除了亚干之外，其实还有另外一个原因。
Aside from Achan, actually there was another key factor.
我们看第三节。
Let us look at verse 3. Verse 3. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, Do not let all the people go up.But let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few.
后来啊，约书亚就打发先，你要打Ai，要先去看看啊。
Later on, we see that Joshua wanted to spy on the land of Ai first.
啊，他看看就发现说，哎，他里面人很少啊。
When spying the land of Ai, they realized that there were only a few men in there.
所以只要两三千人就能够把他们打胜了。
Therefore, they estimated about 2,000 or 3,000 men would be enough to go up and to attack it.
派三千人就去了。
So they sent about 3,000 men.
那我们仔细看那个第五节这样讲到底错在哪里？
When we read verse 5, can we figure out what is the missing puzzle here?
我们就发现哦，第一个他没有求告神。
Firstly, we realize that they did not seek after the Lord's will.
那为什么没有求告神？
They did not inquire of God why.
因为这么大的耶利哥打胜了，就有一个自信心了。
Because once they have conquered the big city of Jericho, they acquired a sense of self-confidence.
那这个自信心使他们相信爱很简单了。
This sense of self-confidence made them believe that I should be a very easy city to attack.
所以我们在信仰生活里面，这个自信心是不能有的。
So in our life of faith, we cannot have this self-confidence.
因为有自信心，所以他就不会靠神，不求问神了。
Because of their self-confidence, they did not rely on God or inquire of the Lord.
那如果我们每一次都承认这是完完全全神的工作
，But if In every task we need to accomplish, we acknowledge that we need to rely on God completely.
我们就不会有自信心。
Then we will not have self-confidence.
我们就知道每一场征战，带领每一个灵魂，都是要神出去才能得胜。
In our every war, in our every step to bring someone to the Lord, we need to realize that we need God completely to help us and abide with us.
那我们的自信心从哪里来
？So where does our self-confidence come from?
好，我们如果看保罗讲的。
If we take a look at what Paul said
啊，腓立比书
in the book of Philippians
啊，腓立比书
book of Philippians 啊，
第三章
chapter 3
第四节
verse 4 chapter 3 verse 4 though I also might have confidence in the flesh if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh I more so
第五节
Verse 5, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee. Verse 6, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. Verse 7, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ.
有时候我们在看哦，你如果要做圣工哦，你要先像保罗一样。
Sometimes we think that if we want to take part in the sacred work, we have to be like Paul.
你看保罗什么都有。
See, Paul has all the qualifications.
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
然后他是加马列门下受教育的。
He was a disciple under the Gamaliel.
他是公会里面的议员。
He was a member of the Sanhedrin.
但是如果我们圣经再读深一点。
However, if we delve deeply into the Bible,
保罗说：“过去我觉得对我有益的，我现在认识耶稣，这个都没有用。”
He finally said, "What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ."
那这一些就是人自信心的来源。
And these were the source of his self-confidence.
我在社会有什么
？What is my accomplishment in the society?
我有多少能力
？How much of an ability belongs to me?
我受什么教育
？What kind of education background do I have?
这一些哦。
常
常是自信心的来源。
Are often the sources of our self-confidence.
那这一些常常让我们服侍神呢，会遇到爱城的经验。
These factors will often account for our defeat in attacking the city of Ai.
因为不会真的靠神。
Because we cannot completely entrust everything to God.
没有办法得胜。
We cannot be victorious.
所以我们从耶利哥到爱城就学习。
Therefore, from the process of the city of Jericho to city of Ai, we have learned
不能有一个时刻有自信心
that in our servitude to the Lord, we cannot have but a moment of self-confidence.
当彼得奉主的名叫美门的门口 这个乞丐啊，啊，这个瘸腿起来走。
When Peter, in the name of the Lord Jesus, have called the beggar that was in the beautiful gate to stand up.
哦，你看大家的反应是什么
？Let us see what is the response of the people.
那彼得的反应又是什么
？And what is the response of Peter?、
哦、我们看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let us turn to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3.
啊，《使徒行传》第三章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3.
11节
Verse 11 and 12. Now as the lame man who was healed held on to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them in the porch, which is called Solomon's, greatly amazed. 12. So when Peter saw it, he responded to the people, Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why look so intently at us?As though by our own power or godliness, we have made this man walk.
彼得说：“你以为我们凭着自己的能力跟虔诚使这个人走吗
？”Peter said, "Is it? Do you think that by our own power or godliness, we have made this man walk?"
这个人起来走是因为彼得。
The people have thought that this man walked because of Peter.
为什么彼得有能力？他很虔诚，所以他可以叫他起来走。
Why is it that Peter could make this man walk? Is because he was godly.
如果彼得这样想，就是自信心的来源。
If Peter were to think this way, that was the self-confidence that he might have.
彼得不是。
But no.
这是因为主耶稣的名。
Peter said, "This is because of the name of Jesus."
是他的名让他起来走。
The name of Jesus have allowed this man to walk again.
我只是工具。
I am just an instrument.
所以我们要服侍神哦，一生一世。不要忘记
In our whole lifetime of servitude to the Lord, let us not forget.
我们只是工具
We are but vessels and instruments.
工具本身不能做什么
Instruments by themselves cannot do anything.
是被神所用的时候才能够发挥能力
But when they are being used by God, they can manifest the power.
那神要用的工具就是没有自信心的人
The instruments that are going to be used by God are people who have no self-confidence.
不简单啊
It is not easy.
人社会上越有什么东西，越难没有自信心。
The more accomplishments one have in the society, one will, it is very difficult for him to not have any self-confidence.
再看《使徒行传》十四章。
Let's turn again to Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传十四章。
Acts chapter 14.
11.
Now, when the people saw what Paul had done, they raised their voices, saying in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men."
你看，当时神借着保罗医好生来是瘸腿的。
At that time, God through Paul had healed someone that had been born lame.
那大家就说。有神借着人的形象降临在我们当中。
And the multitude cried out, "The gods have come down to us in the likeness of men."
所以就拿着牛羊要献祭给保罗。
They quickly bring the oxen and everything to hold a sacrifice for Paul.
十四节。
Verse 14.
巴拿巴、保罗听见就撕裂衣裳，跳进众人间，在喊着说：“我们也是人呐、啊，性情跟你们一样。”
So, but when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes and ran in among the multitude, crying and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We are also men with the same nature as you."
所以为什么彼得跟保罗，神可以用他用到生命的最后一口气呢
？So why is it that God is able to use Paul and Peter until the last of their breath?
就是为什么有时候神用我们，我没有办法用到我们人生的最后一口气呢
？But why is it that God sometimes cannot use us to the end of our breath?
因为我们忘记了，我也是人。
Because we have forgotten that we are but mere men.
我们常常带有自信。
We often carry with ourselves self-confidence.
不是神的障碍。
This serve as obstacles in our servitude to God.
摩西到八十岁才说我是什么人、啊、
Up to the age of 80, Moses exclaimed to God, "Who am I?"
四十岁他是一个很突出的青年。
In the age of 40, when it was his prime, he was an outstanding youth.
但是八十岁才能够合神所用。
But to the age of 80, he was suitable for the use of God.
那四十岁跟八十岁差在哪里
？So what is the difference between his prime year of 40 years old and 80 years old?
差在了解我只是一个人。
The difference is to understand that I am but a mere man.
这个一个了解要四十年。
Such a simple understanding took him 40 years to realize.
那这个一了解，神就用他了。
Once he can come up with that realization, God used him.
所以为什么我们要灵修
？So why is it that we need to spiritually cultivate ourselves?
灵修才能被神所用。
Only when we spiritually cultivate ourselves that we then we can be used by God.
用一辈子，用到我们离世为止。
We can be used by God till the day we depart from this earth.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
2016年四月底，我们将会有灵恩会。
In April 2016, we shall hold our spiritual convocation.
我们现在是十二月底。
Now we are at the end of December.
还有四个月的时间。
We still have 4 months time.
请我们大家把2016四月底当作我们努力的目标。
Please put the date, the end of April 2016 as a goal in our prayers.
求主祝福，让我们在布道会有很好的收成。
May the Lord bless us that once again during the spiritual convocation we have a good harvest.
让更多的灵魂能够得救。
So that more souls can be saved.
求主祝福，让我们的灵恩会使更多的信徒得到造就。
May the Lord bless us so that during our spiritual convocation more and more believers shall be edified.
灵性能够复兴，重新得力。
That we, our spiritual life can be revived and invigorated once again.
那我们要有一个神祝福的灵恩布道会。我们要流泪洒种。
In order to have a victorious, a blessed spiritual convocation, we want to sow our seed in tears.
就是我们要做我们应该尽的本分。
Which means we have to fulfill our personal duties.
那我们做不到的，神就用他的恩典来补足。
Those that we cannot fulfill, God will help us with His grace.
所以每一个人，请我们想这一次的灵恩布道会，我要带哪一个慕道者？
So for every one of us, please think, who is it that we are going to bring for this upcoming spiritual convocation?
当目标设定，你就发现好多事情要做。
Once we set our goal, we are able to list down many things that we are about to do.
如果我们没有目标，
without the goal,
就一天过一天。
We will live our days day by day.
也没有什么事情可以做。
With emptiness, we cannot do anything.
所以我们下一次联合布道，我们要设定目标。
So for the upcoming spiritual convocation, we have to set our goal.
每一个人想我要带谁来慕道。
Let every one of us think, who are we going to bring?
然后我们努力来做。
Then we shall put in a good effort to do it.
求主怜悯，施恩祝福。
May the Lord be merciful to us and bless us.
要一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.